Hello, beautiful creators. This is Girisha King, here to introduce Sutra Song 2. It is very late at night when I have just completed the process of wrapping up editing on the song, and I feel like it's time now to complete my tinkering and share it with you. Song 2, as you can tell by the title, is about Sutra 2, which is that the restraint of the modification of the mind stuff is yoga. And so this song is about what that means. In a nutshell, of course, there's lots to say about it, as you can tell by the fact that I often write about it, but I feel like the song is very clear in expressing what needs to be expressed there, and being repetitive, some of those words might get stuck in your head, and you can carry them into your life as you're remembering that restraint of the modification of the mind stuff is yoga. So after you've gotten the song stuck in your head, eventually putting that aside to have a clear, tranquil mind that fully reflects the truth of who you are beyond the fluctuations of thoughts, ideologies, likes, dislikes, beliefs, all sorts of nonsense that can get you stuck out here chasing after things, fearing for things, desiring, and all sorts of things that essentially will get you stuck. The song itself is one that was inspired by a jazzy feel. You may pick up on that. You can kind of hear some of it in the background. Of course, I'm putting the instrumental part of the song in the background of this recording. Inspired by just a laid back feeling. Let's just leave it at that. A jazzy feeling. So it was inspired by actually Bossa Nova. I was listening to some Bossa Nova, specifically a specific artist who I enjoy. He was collaborating with another artist who is pretty famous in the Bossa Nova scene, but I like his music mainly because a lot of it's kind of traditional, expressive, Brazilian music that includes a lot of voice, a lot of making sounds with your voice, a lot of making whistling sounds and just using everything at your disposal to make sound. You will notice that in the beginning, I kind of do incorporate that aspect into this make up my own instrument. And so that's kind of echoing that in a way, but mostly the song was actually this time written in a traditional format of verse, chorus, verse, and then a chorus that I repeat and change up a little bit along the way. I hope that you enjoy or find it interesting or gain some insight or whatever it is. This is just a fun project that I am using to really express musically. I feel like this would be a great way to communicate some of the things that need to be communicated beyond just talking or writing and really expressing it in a way that originally I'm pretty sure some of these ideas were expressed. As you know, a lot of the spiritual books that are passed down, the original ones were songs, and song is the most ancient form of communication. I think I've mentioned that already. And so this is my way of expressing that. Of course, I will be experimenting with a lot of different things as we move forward. But as we're getting into it, we're warming up with the sutras. We might be doing some only instrumentals, some things that include some chanting at some point, some traditional mantras, and so forth. But for now, we're sticking with communicating in English as our warm-up. In terms of time frame for how often we'll be exploring the songs, it really is dependent on how quickly it manifests. I'm not going to say that we're going to do this every week or even once a month or anything like that, but I will do it regularly and I will complete all of the songs in the series. And my goal is to, of course, finish the project as just mentioned, but we're going to do it in a time that is inspired, a time frame that is inspired, because I do have to live. I'm at a stage where I do have my second business and I maintain my life by myself. Therefore, you must understand that if I take longer to finish something, it is because, well, I'm working, practicing, studying, and all other types of things and still making time to create. So enjoy the wait in between each song. Next song will come when the next song comes. I'll see you then. Take care and have a wonderful rest of your day.